I feel like with any situation here, if you're a guy, you're thinking, and we're going to get into any situation here in just a sec. I can't win.
Exactly.
I can't win.
I feel like she's going to get a little hate for this.
Really?
Possibly.
All right. So let's listen. If you've got a situation just like Annie, just message us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, and we'll try to work it out for you.
And we'll encourage the peanut gallery to be as gentle as possible.
Okay.
Exactly. I feel they can sometimes put the brutal in the honesty.
Yeah. So, Annie says,
hey guys, I almost feel bad writing you about this because as I read it, it's kind of cringe that I'm even asking about this.
Okay, so she recognizes.
But my friends are all up in my head about it. So here goes. I've been dating this guy for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We met actually organically when I was out to eat with my coworkers.
Mm.
He was one of the chefs at the restaurant and you could see into the kitchen.
Okay.
Anyway, some flirting happened. When I went to the bar a few times, he gave me his number. Fast forward to now, we've been hanging out a lot.
Nice.
He's literally the nicest guy I've ever dated. He cooked me a candlelight dinner, bought me clothes, cleaned my kitchen with bleach.
Oh.
I'm thinking I've hit the jackpot, but my friends think this is all a little sus, that he's too nice. Also, that maybe he picks up girls at the restaurant all the time.
Oh.
So I'm trying to tune out their opinions, but they've been messing with my head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're trying to look out for me, but it's kind of overshadowing my excitement over this guy. I need some strangers to tell me he's awesome. And I found a catch. And do not worry, LOL. Thanks.
Wow, Annie. I mean, I would say, sure, he's a chef, so he knows clean and he can cook. And
exactly.
So that's just inherent in his being, and
I think that's par for his course.
He sounds like a great guy. He sounds like someone who is excited to be around you, who is showing his affection by giving you gifts.
And maybe your friends might be a little jealous.
And if he hasn't given you any bad vibe, then, you know, if he hasn't given you a reason not to trust him, then why not just go in? And if you like him, Then keep seeing them.
Yes, just keep tuning out the noise of your friends because there could be either A, they've had their own bad experiences that are leading to their opinions and they're projecting that on you, or they're jealous. Like, hey, he's amazing. So they're trying to sabotage it by planting doubt in your head. Either way, I think your friends need to be happy for you, period.
Yeah.
And if it goes sideways, then they're there for you. But yeah. they it's not their place to try to convince you that he's a bad dude or he's got other sorts of motives that may not be quite as pure.
Unless,
when he's given you nothing to think that himself.
Unless one of them has dated him.
Well, yeah, that would be different if they knew him, but she didn't allude to that.
She didn't allude to that because maybe they haven't.
Messed up like, oh yeah, no, I know about that guy. You need to be aware.
Like Jerry? Oh, yeah. He cooked me pasta, too.
Jerry. Beware of his pasta. Did he give you the breadsticks, too? Yeah.
Is it?
That's typical Jerry.
Are they worried about the whole restaurant vibe? Because, you know, I've worked in a restaurant before.
Yeah.
You've worked in a restaurant before, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know that it can get a little... It can get a little crazy behind the scenes at a restaurant.
That was one thing they suggested.
Yeah,
is that maybe he picks up girls all the time at the restaurant.
But typically it's not the restaurant with its customers. It's just intermingling within the restaurant. It's not necessarily, you know, behind the scenes at a restaurant is usually it's the staff with each other. Not necessarily the staff with its customers, but not saying that
well,
couldn't be
possible.
Well,
in this case with Annie, it was the staff, the customers.
Right, it was with the customer, that's for sure. So
yeah, I think she should just like appreciate that she's found a gem who is obviously making her feel very valued, and
yes.
She shouldn't let her friends get in her head about it.
Yep.
Because until he gives you any reason to be suspicious, I think just enjoy the relationship and see where it goes.
Is there an industry with the biggest players?
That I would think the restaurant biz or the bar business would probably be at the top.
What is your story about a certain industry and the people who work within that industry?
If we've learned anything from shows like Grey's Anatomy, could be some sassiness in the healthcare industry, hospitals.
You remind me. I have a story about that. All right. So that's coming up here next. And by the way, would love to hear your story about that sort of thing. 502-795-1997. But what we're saying is, Annie, keep this guy around, all right?
Exactly. He sounds awesome. I wouldn't let what your friends are trying to warn you about worry you at all. Until he gives you something to worry about, you just enjoy the relationship and congratulations.
What Kelly said. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. So which industry has the biggest players? It's 99.7 DJX. Annie's friends, at least, are suggesting maybe it's the restaurant industry. Because that's her boyfriend, his chef there.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's given her no reason other than just being super amazing.
Yes.
Cooking for her, candlelight dinner, cleaning her kitchen, buying her clothes. Like, she thinks she's hit the jackpot and her friends are the only ones going, well, he's too nice. There's probably something wrong. He probably does this all the time. Like, trying to plant doubts in her head. Not sure why they're doing that, but.
Yeah, Tony says, hey, look, I've seen so many good guys passed up on because of, quote, friends' opinions. All right, live your life, girl. Sassy Matt rolls in and says, enjoy the moment. If all goes bad, deal with it when it happens. Don't waste your energy worrying about the possible scenarios, all right?
That's what I'm saying. Your friends should be supportive and happy for you. And then if it goes sideways, then they need to be there to help pick you up.
Now, I will admit, having worked in the restaurant industry, that restaurants, I mean, it's a pretty sassy industry, you know? I mean, there are a lot of players within the wet restaurant industry. However, I feel like they all work. It's all amongst themselves. It's all amongst the staff, and rarely does it go out to the customers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a story. Well, I mean, that's how I met my wife, giggity.
At a place called Grinders.
Yes, exactly. It's not just an app. It's also, it was a restaurant.
Sassy sandwich shop.
Yes, exactly. And there was a lot of dating that went in amongst the staff there. And I remember my manager at one point was like, you know what? And this is absolutely something that you couldn't put on a resume, but he was like, you know what? If you're hot, I'm hiring you.
Wow.
Yes. And so we had at one point the most attractive staff, and it was, and we're all in our early 20s.
Hot to sell sandwiches.
Yes. And we're all in our early 20s, and oh my gosh. Yes.
All right then.
Yeah. And so my, one of my best friends, he's a doctor. And so, you know, you had talked about being in the Grey's Anatomy sort of a medical field thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what those shows have taught us, right?
Yes. And they may not be too far off base because he has, I mean, he's happily married now, but.
Sure.
But he's told me some stories about, you know, him and nurses in the supply closets.
Oh. I bet his wife would love to hear those stories.
I'm sure she knows all about it.
Okay.
If not, I'm sure it's fine. What is it? Statue of limitations has passed. It's fine.
Sure.
You know, it's fine.
1,000%.
Right. Exactly.
1,000%.
Exactly. Amanda. So biggest industry with the biggest players.
So you all nailed it. I was in the restaurant industry for 15 years. And I'm going to simply put it like this. I met both of my children's fathers at work.
I'm just going to lay out the facts.
All right.
So,
both your baby daddies. Got it.
So now, Amanda.
Yeah.
Did they work with you or were they customers?
They worked with me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's
the restaurant industry is all intertwined within itself. They don't.
Yep.
I rarely see them venture out to the customers. It's all within.
It is. You got to watch out for the walk-ins and the freezers. Knock before you go in. That's my advice.
You don't know how true that is.
So frosty.
Oh, gosh. Amanda, I am so delighted you decided to call us.
That's great.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to listen to you all every day. Thank you for the pleasure.
Oh, appreciate awesome. It. Amanda, have a good one.
You all too. Bye-bye.
It's so funny she said the walk-in freezers.
I will never understand that. I don't like to be cold. So how in the world you enjoy the moment,
Kelly,
when you're worried about when you're freezing?
It's privacy.
I understand
it's
that.
It's privacy. It's shut. It's privacy.
I understand that, but it's cold, too. It's really cold. You got to get it done quickly, right?
I mean, a lot of times I would walk in and grab, like, frozen bread or something frozen out of the walk-in freezer, and I would still smell like pot smoke wafting through it. So people would walk down there and smoke in that. So,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. What a wild, wild time of my life.
Yeah, I never saw that part of it as a hostess at the Olive Garden.
But I'll tell you what.
I never Kelly, was in the back that often.
Kelly, behind the scenes, though, that stuff was happening.
Maybe.
Anyways, all right. Hey, thank you all for the stories. Those were great.